And you know what that means? It means it's time for us to talk with Jonathan Toman. He's the manager of Peak Radar for the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region. Jonathan, I am ready to get out and about this weekend. Hook us up.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
The weekend is here.
Yes, right?
Yay.
Oh, my gosh. It's been such a long week. I don't know why.
See, maybe January might just never end. I don't know.
We'll
have to see. But anyway, it's a good weekend to get out, and we've got a good variety of events here that I'm going to chat about here for folks to check out. And we'll start with the Space Foundation Discovery Center. Tonight is having one of their sort of adult-focused events. It's called Space After Dark, Art and Ales. And you can come out to the Space Foundation Discovery Center and do some networking, some activities, view different forms of space art, of course have a good ale as well, as the name implies. And then also create your own one-of-a-kind space art masterpiece. Now, that's 21 and over event. There'll be food trucks and other stuff as well. But if you want to, you know, get your space on, as it was, tonight's a good time to do that.
That sounds fun.
It does, doesn't it? At Stargazers Theater and Event Center tonight, they're hosting the Colorado Springs Tribute to Bob Dylan, where all kinds of local artists will be focused on Bob Dylan's music and doing a tribute to that performer. And so that'll be fun at 7 tonight. Mm. Tonight and tomorrow night, Cabaret Voltaire will take place at the Millville Art Theater, where the whole goal of that is to bring together different styles and disciplines. So there'll be 15 local performing artists that will be doing dance, circus, poetry, comedy, burlesque, theater, puppetry, all kinds of different things happening down at the Millibo tonight and tomorrow night.
Fun.
I mentioned variety, so we've also got MMA fighting tomorrow from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Colorado Springs City Auditorium. It's called No Mercy 65, where there'll be 12 pro and amateur fights to go check out. And the City Aud is just a cool venue to have any event, really. So if you haven't been down there, maybe a good time to check it out if you're interested in that. Monday evening at Ivy Wild School, they will be showing the movie Selma, which is one of a couple of Martin Luther King Day-focused events that are taking place in the next few days. And that obviously follows the story of the march from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama, and the fight for suffrage and led to the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Yeah. And then finally, I know you had the Fine Arts Center folks in studio, Renee.
Yes, it was.
To talk about their 100th anniversary.
It was great
and
to talk
their
with
first,
them.
Yeah, their first exhibit really designed for this celebration is called Oh Beautiful Shifting Landscapes of the Pikes Peak Region, and that is up and running at the Fine Arts Center. And so if you haven't been, that's a cool thing to check out that celebrates really the artists and patrons who help shape the Fine Arts Center, and you know, should be able to track the shift in the artistic landscape of the region through the years as well.
Perfect.
Some great things going on this weekend. Thank you, Jonathan,
and
for the
Jonathan,
update.
I know we barely scratched some of them, right? Just touched on a couple of them.
For sure, yeah. Great variety there, but there's always more happening, and peakradar.com is the place to be, and also check out some of our social media to get insights on what's happening throughout the area.
Well, thank you, Jonathan, so much every week for letting us know how we can get out and about, and we appreciate it. You have a fantastic weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
You too, guys. Happy weekend.
Thank you. It is 7:41 now at KRDO's Morning News.